T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hey now, Semper Fi, welcome into this Friday edition of Sports Talk, kicking off your weekend. Good to have you aboard. Some of you have already started your weekend, rightfully so, deservedly so. I'm Christian Garrick, Mark Menard at Master Control. The Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, stops by at 420. Todd Walker, SEC Network analyst and former LSU and MLB second baseman, will break down LSU and Alabama. Game one tonight of a three-game series against the Crimson Tide at the box. The Tigers trying to win their first series at home this year. Their series wins have come away from Alec Box Stadium. Then it's LSU baseball versus Alabama at 6:30. We'll hand things off to the LSU Sports Radio Network. And the first pitch is set for 7 p.m. right here on WWL and on the Odyssey app. And we start right here with the Saints. They say they have no intention of requiring vaccines for fans. The NFL and the Saints expect the Superdome to be rocking come September when they step on the field. The story is on our website, by the way, at WWL.com. Ezell Knox, Soul Saint, super fan, weighed in and said, look, I'm glad the stadium is going to be full. The Superdome's commission president, Kyle France, says vaccination rates and herd immunity on the part of the populace could play a role in the decision to open up. He says, quote, we're not there yet. Hopefully the people in Louisiana continue to get vaccinated and our numbers will pick up and we'll be able to go to Saints games at full capacity. So in essence, what they're saying, what he's saying is that, and this is going on all around the country, some of these entities that have power are exerting their power and using the vaccine as a motivation. Oh, if you want this, then you got to get vaccinated. If you want to go to the Saints games, Got to get vaccinated. They're pushing, pushing the vaccine on people. And I'm not that way. I am fully vaccinated. I chose to get vaccinated because my doctor suggested that I should. I'm overweight. I've got diabetes. So it's important for me to get it, he felt. So I went ahead and did that. I'm clear. I want to be clear on this. I don't like pushing the vaccine, and I don't like judging people who decide they don't want to get the vaccine. It's their decision to get it. And it's just like it was my decision, or it's their decision not to get it, and it's my decision to get it or not get it. I made a decision to get it. So it's just a little disturbing to think that they're going to hold the vaccine rates over Saints fans' heads. And how are they going to enforce that, where you have to show your vaccination card? What if you are a disabled American? There's an American Disabilities Act. What if you're an American Disability Act person that can't take the vaccine because your doctor suggests no, it's not a good idea, it's discriminatory, then you're going to see some lawsuits potentially pop up over this. I talked to Doug Cinceri, All Things Legal on Sundays here on WWL, him and Albert Nico, and he's going to come on a little later on, but this is where some pushback is going to be ultimately, is by the idea that they're going to discriminate against the American Civil Liberties Act. But more importantly, I want to know from you, fire away on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text lines, would you be okay with having to present a vaccination card or prove that you have been vaccinated to see sporting events? It's not just Saints games. It's sporting events in general. You tell me at 504-260-1870. I shouldn't have to prove that I've been vaccinated to do something that ordinarily I'd be able to do. And everything I've been told about the vaccination is the studies, the data says, the science says, and we've been all about, right? That was the message, follow the science, follow the science, follow the science. Well, the science, as I understand it, through my doctor, after getting the vaccine, is the vaccine is, the one I took is 95% effective, and it prevents you from being hospitalized should you contract COVID-19, and you cannot, with the vaccination, cannot pass it on to somebody vaccinated or not vaccinated. So why would we require a vaccination card to attend a sporting event when normally I can just walk through, and we are living in America where we make our own decisions and we have our own freedoms. The idea of pushing a vaccination card to prove that you can go to a Saints game doesn't cut it with me. You weigh in at 504-260-1870 on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines. We're just getting started here on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, the LSED is considering requirement of COVID vaccination cards to attend sporting events. The Saints, however, say despite France's comments, they will not, I'm talking about Kyle France of the LSED, they will not require vaccinations. The, quote, the New Orleans Saints have no intention of requiring that our fans provide any information of a COVID vaccination to attend our games. However, we do encourage our fans to get vaccinated. We welcome in now the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and Bobby, we'll start there. And you and I were talking before the show about this very subject, and you wanted to get a lawyer on, and we got one coming on later at 5:10, Doug Cinceri, but I talked to him earlier, and he basically said where this is going to get some pushback on is the American Disabilities Act, where a doctor might recommend to that particular patient because of their disability to not get vaccinated. And therefore, that's discrimination against Americans with disabilities. So I think that this is headed potentially in that direction.
Well, Christian, if that individual wanted to go to a game, would he have to have to prove that disability, like some identification, and then he would get a pass, even though he's not vaccinated?
I would imagine.
I mean, I take the approach. I mean, I don't know. As soon as I got the vaccine, and then you get, I end up getting what you needed to, that, and then you pass the 2-week window, I feel comfortable that I can go anywhere. And, it hit me, personally, my dad passing away at the beginning of COVID. But to me, then, if you're hard-headed and you don't want to get vaccinated and you get sick, well, then you just live with the consequence. Now, I know that's not sympathetic or, have an empathy, but if you have the science and you have the resources to be vaccinated and then you want to take the risk and go to a game, then if you get sick, you get sick. I mean, is that like tough love or what? I mean,
Bobby, I share a similar viewpoint, but I'm not for anybody. We're seeing this trend around the country with in positions of power. They're holding that access to that particular thing that Americans love to do, they're holding that over their head. They're holding the vaccine over their head saying, oh, well, if you want this, then you got to get vaccinated. And I'm not for that. As Americans, we shouldn't push the vaccine on anybody. We should make it available and say, hey, it's your decision. If you don't want to get it, then don't get it. But, and I agree with you, if you don't get it and you get sick, that now becomes your problem.
Well, and then don't sue whoever you think is liable. Christian, it would be like we're going to do a remote, okay? Then you advertise where we're going to be a remote and do a show. And then you come and you didn't want to get the vaccine or anything, and then you get sick. And they say, well, you told me to come to the show, so then now I'm going to sue you. Whether it be a radio station, whether it be a place of business, a casino, whatever it might be. So, I mean, see, I don't know. That's why I said you had to get a lawyer on from a legal standpoint that would it be more open if you signed some kind of waiver and that you're going to hold yourself accountable and not necessarily a business? Or, that's interesting, the approach the Saints are taking and, welcoming the fans. I'm sure they got legal advice on that. So then you look at the Superdome and different venues and, businesses. You know, that's why I told you, and I'm going to listen when you have a lawyer on, to kind of, because you can break down, you can have pros and cons, you can break down both sides to see from a legal standpoint, because I think that's what big business, they're always trying to protect themselves from a liability standpoint.
Bobby, I'm going to read you a quote from the Superdome's Commission President, Kyle France, and then I'm going to read you a quote from the Saints as to this vaccination thing. He says, Kyle France says, quote, "We're not there yet. Hopefully the people in Louisiana continue to get vaccinated and our numbers will pick up and we'll be able to go to Saints games at full capacity." Again, he's basically saying, hey, if you don't get the if we don't get vaccinations up, we're not going to be able to have Saints games. Now, the Saints say, quote, "The New Orleans Saints have no intention of requiring that our fans provide any confirmation of a COVID vaccination to attend our games. However, we do encourage fans to get vaccinated." That's different. It's totally different. Just one or two words is vastly different. We encourage opposed to, and if we don't get vaccinations, then we may not get to watch Saints games in the Superdome.
Yeah, it would be truly the government for sure. Like I told you, a private business is different, what they want to do. But as far as the government, whatever, you know, say I'm going to make you get the vaccine. I'm coming to your house. So we're going to hold you down. We're going to vaccinate you, whatever. And then that, you look like, come on. You want to talk about a dictatorship. So I think Americans enjoy their freedom. And it's just frustrating right now because then you say you trust the science. Then when the science, CDC, you know, whatever they say, then you go, oh, well, we're not there yet. Well, you're never going to be there in all same aspects of the country, whether north, south, east, west, because the United States.
Bobby, there's a chance we may not, as a country, reach herd immunity. There's a chance.
Yes, and I don't know if they're trying to put pressure to try and get as close as we can to herd immunity. To make people get vaccinated. Look, if you love sports, well, if you really want to be in that number, you got to get vaccinated. I don't know how they can enforce that.
Moving on to tonight's LSU-Alabama game, one of the pivotal three-game series for LSU. They're sitting at 9-15 in the conference, their conference record. They need to get to 13 wins in order to have a shot at the postseason. We'll get to the matchups in a minute, Bobby, but pretty neat tonight. Waiters doing a pretty neat event for fans at the box tonight. I know you were intrigued by it. Go ahead and explain it.
Yeah, it wasn't necessarily, you know, you'd read in the sports section, but in the business section, you look at Waiter right there from Lafayette. They're delivering baseball concessions now at LSU. LSU baseball fans will now be able to get concessions delivered free to their seats in Alex Box Stadium through the new Waiter mobile service. Now, the new service is going to be launched tonight in a little while. In time for the LSU-Alabama series, customers will be able to order from their seats through the Waiter or LSU Sports mobile app by scanning a stadium delivery OR code that will be found in the seats and displays around at Alex Box. Now, access to full concessions menu will be offered. So it's not like you're getting food out of the stadium. No, they're going to give you a chance to have a full concession menu is going to be offered. Now, beer will not be a part of that NC delivery. Now, you look, I think Waiter, when they were talking about this and all came about, it made a lot of sense that, you know, we're starting to have fans in the stands. They said the service will promote social distancing by eliminating long lines for concessions. So currently, I thought it was interesting, Alex Box is the only stadium where Waiter is offering the delivery service. So that's going to be happening tonight, and I'll be interested to see how the weekend goes because it is a playoff atmosphere, you know, playing Alabama, and they really both teams are fighting for their playoff lives to play in the postseason, how that service goes over the weekend.
Getting back to the matchup, LSU and Alabama, you mentioned playoff baseball. This it truly is, Bobby, because LSU has to get to 13 wins if they have a shot at getting into the postseason. And you need to take 2 of 3 this weekend from Alabama to get to that 13-win threshold. And you need to take 2 of 3 next week against Texas A&M to get to that threshold. A sweep in either one of these series does wonders to put you at 14 wins, which you're almost assuredly going to be in at an 85% clip.
Well, they're both on the bubble. I mean, whoever wins 2 out of 3 – I think they have a great opportunity in the postseason because when you look at LSU, like Alabama got what swept by Vanderbilt. They had to cancel one game, but LSU at 9-15 right now. Alabama at 11-12. But this series is going to go a long way in determining the rest of LSU's season. Remember how we were watching the Pels? All of a sudden you have the injuries, and then when they lost to the Grizzlies, I checked out. Well, they cannot, LSU fans or the team, they'd almost have to win Southeastern Conference Championship to get in the postseason if it doesn't bode well against Alabama. But when you're looking at the tournament, look, Alabama was picked as one of the last four teams in the field as far as to get in the postseason. So the winner of the series, I truly believe, are going to put themselves among the bubble contenders. And that's where LSU and Alabama's at. So this is must-see baseball. And we look at Landon Marceau right now, ERA 2.33. He's pitched 73-inning pitch, 91 strikeouts. Then you look at Tyler Rask, if I'm pronouncing that right. He's 6-2, but his ERA is 5.68. And he's basically pitched, he's pitched 10 less innings, but at 63. So the playoffs start tonight for LSU and Alabama. Alabama hasn't been in this situation before, so it'll be interesting to see how everything unfolds, and I'll definitely be tuned into this.
Medina Spirit's drug test for the Preakness final one has come back clean. The Derby winner going for the Triple Crown in the Preakness this weekend, Bobby. You like a different horse, though, huh?
Yeah, Christian, I kind of look at win place to show. Can you give me a winner, look at the odds? And, when you look at the Belmont, you look at the Preakness Kentucky Derby, I've been able to pick horses just talking to, people who do this for a living and being able to pick winners. And not out and out long shot, but not necessarily the favorite. But you look at the Pimlico race course in Baltimore, I'm kind of intrigued. A small field, you only can have 10 horses, but Midnight Bourbon, 5-1. I guess you could say that's a favorite, not the favorite. But the other two, Crowded Trade at 10-1 and Unbridled Honor at 15-1. So that's what I'm looking for. It's good. That's something I'll be watching tomorrow night. The post times is at 5:50. So this is a major. This is something that you have to realize. It doesn't necessarily matter when you don't have a Triple Crown winner. When you look at the Preakness compared to the Kentucky Derby, I was reading where if you look at the 1991, Hansel finished 10th at the Kentucky Derby after going over as the favorite. Then all of a sudden came up big time at the Preakness and won. So I would say Midnight Bourbon could be in that category along with Crowded Trade and Unbridled Honor.
Bobby, you want to take a guess as to why the NFL decided to go to that 17th game in 18th week?
For money?
How much money? How much do you think that just that extra week? How much do you think that extra week brings in revenue?
Christian, I'd be guessing. I don't know, but I know it's not small potatoes.
$500 million in just 1 week.
Oh, well, then that means they're going to go to 18 games eventually and be another $500 million.
Uh-huh, exactly.
So you think just by adding two games, if the NFL would go to from 17 to 18 schedule, you can add $1 billion in revenue. Well, who's against that? I know the TV people aren't. All of the networks, they all would be bidding for that. And I say this as a player. Christian, I played 3 seasons. That is in the early 80s, USFL, we played 18-game regular season. Now, the postseason was a couple of playoff games, and you win the championship if you won. But then you had a couple of preseason. So you basically were playing 23 games, and the likes of Reggie White, Jim Kelly, Steve Young, a lot of NFL players played in the USFL. So I always took the approach, you talk about players' health and all that, and are you really concerned with players' health? I mean, I look at it, you only can get it in a short time span. And as long as you're compensating the players, then I think it could be a win-win for everybody.
The Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Anything else, man? Have a good weekend otherwise.
No, it looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend, so I'm looking forward to that. All right, Christian.
All right. The Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. If you're on hold, sit tight. I'm coming straight to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text lines next here on WWL. All right, welcome back to Sports Talk. Would you be okay with having to provide a vaccination card to see sporting events in the city, in particular Saints games? The Saints have no intention, they say, of that action or requiring that action, but the LSED, Louisiana Sporting Expedition, I forgot the darn acronym. Would you be for or against that? Vaccinations to see sporting events in New Orleans? 504-260-1870. Let's go to Miles on the cell phone. What's going on, Miles? You're on WWL.
Hey, Christian. How you doing, buddy?
Good,
a lot
man.
Of people don't realize, and if you look at the federal law, this vaccine has a provisional acceptance on it, which means it is still considered experimental. And by federal law, they cannot force you to take an experimental vaccine to do anything. So the COVID passports that they're talking about are illegal according to federal law.
Yeah, I mean,
because of the provisional.
Yeah, because it's emergency use. It's been authorized
to
for
use
emergency
it because
use.
It's still considered experimental.
Yeah, I don't.
So they can't really, they can't make you get it.
They're going to open themselves up to a lot of lawsuits. If they continue like this.
Yeah.
The Louisiana Stadium and Expedition District, if they continue to go down this path and try to force people to be vaccinated in order to watch sporting events, are going to be met with a lot of lawsuits. I mean, this is what Kyle Flint said earlier today. He said, we need to be careful that all of the fans that are coming into the facility are vaccinated. So, in essence, right there, I'm not putting words in his mouth. He's basically telling you, you're not going to a sporting event unless you're vaccinated. And the only way that you can prove it is through your COVID-19 vaccination card. So that means you'd have to carry that around. What happens if someone is fully vaccinated and they have their card on them, tailgating, start drinking a little bit, and they lose their card? I mean, are they really going to be able to deny them to entry?
That's it. You know, this is something. It's something that they, you know, they're saying, "Oh, we can do this, we can do that." But wait till the first lawsuit gets and say, "Oh, well, we really didn't mean that."
The LCD needs to craft a statement similar to the Saints. And what I mean by that is, what Kyle France said was, we need to be careful that all the fans that are coming into the facility are vaccinated, opposed to the Saints. And I'm paraphrasing. We do encourage our fans to get vaccinated, the club said on Twitter.
Yeah.
That's different. I read that differently. That lands upon me differently. They encourage their fans. They don't
you
got to have a vaccination.
You have to.
Yeah. And you know what? Here's the thing. Again, Miles, I'm fully vaccinated, okay? I chose to do so. And now for those that are skeptical about the virus, about the vaccine, when you see people like this beating it over your head, that doesn't warm me up to the idea of getting it.
No.
It's going to make those anti-vaxxers dig their heels in even more.
Like I said, a pandemic doesn't need advertising. Everybody knows it's a pandemic. They keep hitting us over the head with all this. You know what that's called? Propaganda. I mean, that's basically what it is.
I don't disagree with you.
So, I mean, that's just what it is. They're trying to force you into something that you don't want to do. I mean, I'm not going to take it until I'm not going to take it until I am sure of the science. That's just how I am.
Fair enough.
Once it's proven, I have no problem taking it.
Miles, I will not condemn or say anything to you about that decision. That is your decision as an American to make. You make that when you are ready to do so. And if you want to go the rest of your life without getting the vaccination, I really don't care. Miles, here's how blunt I am. My doctor, I consulted my doctor. I said this earlier, I'm a diabetic. He felt it would be good for me to get the vaccination, so I did so. Miles, I've got so many vaccines on board from my military days, and I didn't have a choice then.
You feel like a pincushion?
Yeah, I mean, when you're government issue, when you're a GI, when you're Department of Defense property, you don't get a choice. You roll up your sleeves and you walk down the aisle and they just stick you. It's like an assembly line of needles.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, you have no
what's another for me? It was what's another vaccination going to hurt me? In fact, speaking with my doctor, he told me because of all the vaccinations I have on board, that it wouldn't have prevented me from getting COVID-19, but it put my immune system, it keeps my immune system in hyperdrive. And I've only had the flu once in my adult life, once, the full-blown flu. Have I been sick, cold? Yes. Have I had stomach viruses? Yes. But as far as the flu type A or B, I've only had it one time in my adult life.
You know, I've had the flu vaccine. I have no problem with that. But, I mean, this is just something I'm just, you know, it's just, I'm not, when the science says it's safe, I have no problem with it because I'm not afraid to take the vaccine. I just want the science to be proven. I just want it to be not, you know, 9 months down the road and then 2 years down the road you get these, like all these commercials say, oh, have you been exposed to, asbestos or were you exposed, you know, 4 or 5 years down the road, what's going to happen when you start getting these commercials because people, you know, because of, you know, long-term effects on the vaccine, now you're having all these lawsuits. I mean, that's just, you got to just kind of weigh your options.
I get it, Miles. It's your decision to make. Thanks for the call. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, have a good one, buddy.
How are you too? Danny in Biloxi, what's going on, Danny? You're on WWL.
Hey. Yeah, I just got Danny. a couple things. How you doing?
Good.
Oh, I had you on the speaker. It probably sounded kind of loud. I haven't taken a vaccine. But I had COVID as well. Still don't believe in taking a vaccine if I don't want to take it. But coming to the game makes me think that you are being kind of freedoms are taken away as far as going to a game and having to show a card.
Yeah.
It also brings up what's the next thing that may happen if they don't want you to buy, sell, or trade. What happens the next big thing that comes on and says, well, you can't go buy food or can't do this because you don't have a card?
Yeah.
I'm thinking
it's never
freedom
ending
thing I'm worried about.
Yeah, it's never ending. You cave to one thing, and they're gonna make it happen on other things. Soon it'll be flights. It'll be on, you know, it'll be everywhere you go. You got to have it on you all the time. Just to walk into a grocery store, I'm with you.
Now I'm waiting for. I don't know what to me it seems to be an agenda, like something's got planted here to kind of bring about something in the long term.
I'll tell you what the agenda is. Their agenda is to get everybody vaccinated. That's what they want. They want everybody vaccinated. And what they don't understand is that there's a real good chance, and I hope it doesn't happen, but there's a real good chance that we may not reach herd immunity as a country. Because doses, you're seeing it all over the news where doses are, the pace of doses have dipped a little bit. And in particular, there's a lot of Americans that have gotten just one dose and haven't gone back for their second shot.
Right, but there's also those that's gotten both doses and getting it up with COVID again.
Yeah, but that, what I'm saying, though, is if you understand the science, what I've been told is the vaccine doesn't prevent you from getting COVID. It really prevents you from being hospitalized from COVID. You can still, there's a chance you can still get COVID. But
critically ill patients that also have been
hospitalized
twice.
Say that again?
Well, there's been critically ill patients also that's had double doses already, and have been through the time frame. They say they have been hospitalized as well.
Yeah,
there's been reports of those. So a vaccine, they shouldn't even call it a vaccination because, like polio and
bottom line, would you be okay with showing a vaccination card to get in the Saints game or a sporting event?
No, I wouldn't go probably.
Very well.
Probably wouldn't go as far as that goes. When it comes down to maybe later and maybe years down the road, they say you got to have this to come get your food out of the grocery store. It's only time will tell.
Danny, thanks for the phone call. Have a good weekend. We'll step away and come back for Patty and Anthony. And I got a couple lines open for you as well on our Oakland Hard Jewelers talk and text lines at 504-260-1870. You for or against the idea of presenting a vaccination card in order to watch sporting events in New Orleans? 504-260-1870. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Right back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text lines. Anthony on the cell phone. What's going on, Anthony? Would you be okay? Are you for or against the idea of providing a vaccination card in order to attend sporting events? Anthony, are you there? All right. We're going to go to Patty in Metairie. What's going on, Patty? You're on WWL.
Yes, thank you. I think your previous callers are the reason we're in this predicament to begin with. What's with this fear of the vaccine? Haven't we seen that the virus itself has long-term effects and has killed so many people? Our vaccination rate is pathetic here. No, we can't require it. It's provisional. But the whole reason we have it right now is, and the rates, the low rates we are, is because a lot of people have been vaccinated, and we stayed inside with masks on and outside, you know, occasionally without masks. We won't reach herd immunity because of the people that have been calling in. We're not going to get there because of them. They don't understand what the public and public health means. This virus needs hosts. It needs hosts.
I think they understand that, Patty.
I wonder how many of your listeners remember what it was for children to go into an iron lung or to be suffocating to death from whooping cough. Do you think it's okay for your scared callers to give the virus to my children who are under 12 and can't get it yet, or for people who legitimately can't get it? I mean, this is just selfish behavior.
Well, Patty, I could tell you some of the frustration is, you remember at the beginning of this pandemic, we were told as Americans, just 2 weeks to flatten the curve, just 2 weeks, and then it turned into a year now counting. And look, it's Patty, as it was your choice to get the vaccination, okay? As it was my choice to get the vaccination, it is their choice and their right. If they don't want to, if they have trepidation about the long term effects of it. That's the reality of it, and you may not like it, but that's the thing about this country is you don't get to control everything that goes on in it, because people have freedom and people have their own liberties and they can make their own decisions. That's what's great about this country. All right, thanks for the phone call, Patty. Doug Cinceri, host of All Things Legal, coming up next hour here on Saints Radio WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.